Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, something amazing happened. It's so out of the ordinary today that I thought I'd bring it up. Of course, everyone knows that I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, originally from Pittsburgh, and people from Pittsburgh live and die on what their team does. They know the players. They know them well. There isn't a player in Pittsburgh that goes into a bar or a restaurant and can buy a meal for themselves, even though they may be multimillionaires. And the people just absolutely, as I said, just lived for Sunday afternoon, follow the team, and just believe every single year that they're going to win a Super Bowl. But have you noticed in our society today that we're an entitlement society, that people think that they should just be given something? Well, James Harrison, obviously a professional football player, can teach us something about business. Recently, his two sons were given an award for participation, and he was having none of it. He made them take the trophies back. To him, it was nothing. He said, you don't get a trophy for participating. Now, this is a guy, if you go to Wikipedia, it's a fascinating story about how he wasn't drafted in the NFL, how he spent time on practice squads, how he spent time with the Ravens. They sent him to Europe, how many times he was cut, just how difficult it was for him to make the team. But when he finally did make the team and finally did sign with the Steelers, he got two Super Bowls rings. He was a big part of the game. He's a big part of the team now because he actually left the Steelers for a year, went to Cincinnati. They cut him. He retired. And the Steelers were doing so poorly. They were just doing so bad that they paid him out of retirement, paid him several million dollars to come back on the team so he could pull things together for them. The guy is just obviously a winner. He doesn't quit, and he didn't want his sons to think that they can just breeze through life, not accomplish anything, and get an award. And I think there's so many people in this country that are just taking their hats off to him today because they're saying this is the way it should be. Employees should get raises, but employees should get raises because they help the company become more productive, because they become a better employee, not just because they're there. If they're getting raises just because they're there, how is the company going to afford to stay in business? How are they going to make a profit to pay those raises? Or you, the business person, nobody's going to give you anything. You have to stand up and you have to fight for it. You have to make sure that you're doing the best job you can do. You have to make sure that you're doing better than the competition. You have to give value to your customers. Your customers or clients don't call you or walk in the door and say, you're a nice person, you're entitled. I'm going to give you about $50,000 worth of business just because I like you. You have to give them something. You have to give them something that's going to help them make a profit. So here's a football player who makes millions of dollars, who took a stand with his children to do it right and teach them the right values. Pretty amazing, don't you think? So just remember, when you're getting rejected, when you're out there trying to do business, when you're not having a good day because things aren't going your way, think of someone like James Harrison who prevailed only because he never quit. He got up in the morning and he did it again and again and again. And even in retirement, and this is why he could come back to play football, as he gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do his workout. A very determined person, and I'm sure he will help the Steelers have a great season. And I'm sure his children, his boys, will grow up to be fine young men because they understand that they need to contribute in the world. They're not just people who are going to be takers. They're going to be givers. This is Howard Lewinter, and I want you being out there, being determined, giving value to your customers and clients, making sure that you understand that nobody in this world is going to give you anything. You have to give people value to get what you need. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.